AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The FBI says it is unaware of any continued communication between Savannah Guthrie's family and suspected kidnappers of her 84-year-old mother, Nancy. The FBI also says it still has not identified suspects. In an Instagram post, Savannah Guthrie says,
"We are at an hour of desperation."
And she urged people to be on the lookout nationwide for anything.
"We need your help."
House lawmakers tried to interview Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell via video today, but House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says,
"As expected, Ghislaine Maxwell took the fifth and refused to answer any questions. This obviously is very disappointing. We had many questions to ask about the crimes she and Epstein committed, as well as questions about potential co-conspirators."
Skier Lindsey Vonn says she sustained a complex tibia fracture in her crash in the Olympic downhill Sunday, and it will require multiple surgeries to fix properly. Ed Donahue reports her father's been talking to the AP about her future.
"The thing is, she's 41 years old. You end this way, and, you know, this is the end of her career. I mean, it's not that there will be no more ski races for Lindsey Vonn, at least as long as I have anything to say about it."
Vonn's father, Alan Kildow, tells the AP she is being treated at a hospital following her fall and helicopter evacuation from the course in Cortina.
"She's a very strong individual. She knows physical pain, and she understands the circumstances that she finds herself in. And she's able to handle it better than I ever could."
Kildow said the crash was less a result of Lindsey Vonn's knee injury than the way she pushed the limits of her racing line. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street. The S&P up 0.5%. The Nasdaq 0.9. The Dow just 20 points. This is AP News. Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show had many streaming his hits after. Julie Walker has a recap.
Bad Bunny's show at the Super Bowl was a celebration of Puerto Rican culture sung in Spanish with one English phrase to kick off a song about dreamers coming to America.
God bless America!
There were appearances by Ricky Martin, Lady Gaga, and celebrities including Cardi B, Jessica Alba, and Pedro Pascal, plus a live wedding. Coco Jones opened the Super Bowl with Lift Every Voice and Sing. Green Day delivered a tribute to the NFL Championship's 60th anniversary with a mix of hits. Brandi Carlile and Charlie Puth performed patriotic songs. As the show ended, Bad Bunny held up a football to the camera. It had a message that was also on the scoreboard. The only thing more powerful than hate is love. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.